A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7, and this is Live Talk on Monday, January 9th, 2017. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe national team. The Warriors' road to Gabon for the 2017 African Nations Cup.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.boazimbabwe.com, www.boashona.com, and www.boindebele.com.
And once again, thanks for joining us in this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Warriors' road to Gabon.
Zimbabwe's preparations ahead of the Africa Cup of Nations were initially thrown into chaos by raw over-accommodation and financial issues. However, after the two parties reached an agreement, things now seem to be back on track, and Zimbabwe is set to play Cameroon tomorrow in an international friendly match.
Zimbabwe's first competitive match of the 14th January to 5 February tournament in Gabon is against Algeria on the 15th of January. They will also face Tunisia and Senegal in Group B that some have actually dubbed the Group of Death, Gibbs.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tila watitinge tishitarisa neze gadziro yema kwikwi eku African Nations Cup yema Warriors. Wongu, vakawanda manga muchitera munoze wote zvinhu zvanga zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Mazuva apera vatambi vachimboramba kutamba vachitivo havana kupuwa mari dzavo nezifa. Zifa ichitivo iri kuedza nepainogona kuti inge ichitsvaga mari asi zvanga zvichinetsa. Asi vakomana vakazosimuka zvavo vakananga kuCameroon uko kwavari kuenda kutamba mutambo wekuedzana masimba. Mangwana nechikota cheCameroon. Nekudaro tinoda kuti tinzwewo kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti muri kuona sei gadziro yema Warriors yekuenda kuGabon. Uye kuGabon kwacho munoona here vachibudirira sezvakatarisirwa nevakawanda vari kuti aiwa Zimbabwe inogona kunge isiri kunyatso prepare hayo zvakanaka asi talent rinenge riripo vachitarisa vatambi vakaita sana Knowledge Musona vana Kama Billiard nevamwe Gibbs.
Yeah, we just blessing. As soon as we go to Bakolangale, we come Warriors. Kakulu, kakulu. But today, Jaba Fana, we are so strong. Skati, we see Bakolangale Cameroon. Now, Papa, can you go and go to Kusasa? But the Cameroon, Bakolangale, go to Cameroon. Kuzo buya ke ogunyo klupa yuti ama players lapa. Kati be funa imali etize $500,000 per person. Uti buy Bakolangale Afcon. Uti kubizo kutoa appearance fee. Kuna koko kati be funa. Uzobuya ke okunye akati bekufuna blessing ye allowance phela uyafuna ngale sikwameni la awusozibona ukahle libhoru ngalalutho so bebufuna abafana $200 i appearance kompana kuzobuya lokunye nje ukuthi nxa besuka ekhaya bese yakhona ngale bachiela abantu babo bachiela ingane omomngabo into ezinjalo so ke Zimbabwe esesikubonile ukuthi soke inhlala yenza ukuthi Zimbabwe vele kuyahlupa kunjalo futhi
Of course Gibbs the holders at the moment that's Ivory Coast and of course Egypt has won it a record six times and the top goal scorer remains Samuel Eto'o of Cameroon with 18 goals and of course there are teams that have never qualified for the African Nations Cup and these are Burundi, Central African Republic, Chad, Comoros, Djibouti, Eritrea, Gambia, Lesotho, Madagascar, Mauritania, Sao Tome and Principe, Seychelles, Somalia, South Sudan, and Swaziland. Luckily, Zimbabwe has qualified. I think this is for the third time There are some teams that have never qualified. And, whoever our first guest, Gibbs, that is former Zimbabwe national team goalkeeper, Muzondiwa Mugadza, now based in the UK. Les Muzo, that's what Charles Mabika liked to call him. Muzondiwa, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Now, of course, it's that time again, Muzondiwa. I think you've been following the chaos that was characterizing the Warriors' preparations for the 2017 edition of the African Nations Cup. What is your take on this? Is this something new, or this is what you've now expecting? You are, this is something that you now expect to be happening. I understand when you were still playing, you still had your own problems with Zifa.
Oh, yes. I think it's everyone who is following this story with interest. There's nothing new, to be honest. It's something that is, you know, keeps reoccurring. So it's unfortunate. I mean, we're going to a big tournament, and we are finding ourselves mangled in all this, in this mess.
So we have now normalized the abnormal. It's something that we now expect, though it should not be like that. And stay on the line, Muzondiwa. We want to introduce our second guest. That is Momoyo, sports analyst and also former Premier Soccer League player for Kepsa and Baimo. Mo, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us, Gibbs.
So, Mo, you've been following what the Warriors... Before that. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Mo. And I won't say a lot about Arsenal. So let's proceed to other things. Arsenal and your birthday. We're not talking about that today. So, and happy birthday. So now you've been following what is happening in the Warriors camp. Give us your take on that.
That is very normal. There's nothing new there, Gibbs. It happens every time. So I don't see why we should make a fuss about that. It's not a story.
And the demands. That, yes, the demands by the players.
The demands by the players are justified. It's not like these players that they've been playing for the national team for quite a while. And they've been through these promises before. So it's not anything new. They're just trying to take advantage of the situation and make sure that they also get something out of it. They will never get all the money for that. But they will get something from this. This is the only chance they can be able to push this to act. So the demands are very justified. And I think they put up a gallant fight. I just hope they're going to get something out of that.
And back to you, Muzondiwa, this does not only seem to be a problem that Zimbabwe is facing. We've had similar clashes between the associations and the players in Cameroon. It happened in Nigeria, even Argentina. We hear that at times Lionel Messi ends up bailing the national team. What is the problem with the soccer administration?
It's I'll probably go back to, you know, a few years ago. I think George Weah did mention something along the lines of, you know, football administrators in Africa. They want to see, you know, a football player probably, you know, walking or jumping on a bike more than driving. If you drive an expensive car in Africa as a football player, you know, there are questions that are raised. And it's more of, you know, the support that is lacking from the administrators themselves, because if these guys are asking, they're not asking for a million each. They're asking for, like what Moore is saying, what they're asking for is justified. And they're going to a big tournament. Money is as much as it can be motivating, but they need it, you know, for later stages. Because our careers, to be honest, they're not, you know, they're short. You have to make the most of it while you can. And, you know, I don't know what's wrong with football administrators, especially in Africa, which is, I think it's maybe they're consumed by greed. I don't know, but there is something that is wrong there.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Yeah, mbweke isikhulume ngesindebele kulapho ke mzondi womgatsa. So wena ubona njani nqa ukuxoxozela kunje? Pho ke abafana badlala njani khona kana?
Ayi kuyi problem lokho because lawa majaha abafuzi behambe bethabini kulokuthakaza emhlizweni zabo. Nqa ukuthi bahamba manje kule problem enjengale. Ayi kuyadamisa ebantwini bonke abalandeli bebhola. But ukuthakazisa kakhulu ngokuthi ngilandele istory lesi laba abalandele ibhora khathi bayasupport ukuthi abafana barayithi ngokuthi befuna imali lesi.
Kodwa ubona ngizani kuyaphumani pho nxa ukuthi bangahamba bengani abadabanga la wawukhona phela udlala kudala. Kuyawesekunjani xa sokunjani?
Into khona ikuphela ukuthi lakho umoya singukhulumile njalo ukuthi into esijayelekile ayisento entsha. Ukupho ukuthi abantu bezekwazi i-situation ime kanjani. Ukuthi that's why abafana bekhala. But ukudlala ibhora abazalala. Ngaphambanisa lapha nalapho but ngiyathemba ukuthi bazadlala kuhle.
So
injayelo ukuthi elizweni lakhe sayinto yokuthi try amangalisa. Once ungafaka ijezi leyana ukuthi ibhale Zimbabwe, you represent the country yakho ngokuthanda kakhulu.
So according to Mzondi Mkatsa, these things happen like what Mr. Momo was saying. He says at the end of the day he believes that the boys are going to deliver anyway. If they are having a job there, they're going to do it. Yeah.
Regati dzokere kuna mo uripo iri parunhare apa.
Ndiripo shamwari.
Pane Zimbabwe iri mugroup B mune zvikwata zvakaita seAlgeria, Senegal neTunisia. Tingati tichitarisa madraw aya inenge wafa wafa chaiyo. Ingabudirira here?
Yeah, inini ndoona zvangu vakomana vakango matournament akadai nguva zhinji magame ekutanga. Vakakosha vakakwanisa kusakundwa mugame rekutanga handodaira kuti kumberi uko tinenge tiri right but machances edu I think we have got a very good chance because isusu tine the underdog take saka munhu isi anenge achingotitarisira pasi andiwo watozoona kuti team yakatosimba it may be too late so I think if we win game rekutanga to point to where we will end panopera round robin games acho but I think we have got a very strong chance and isusu ka we are not affected azvimboti zvete zvakaitire hazvina kana chekuita neperformance yedu wana tatotadza bora tira tatotadza because zvese izvi ndo control zvitori normal saka titori boy papasi.
Okay, thank you so much. Stay on the line, Mo and Mzondi Womgatsa. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Warriors' road to Gabon for the Africa Nations Cup. Regati mwende kwa Terry Gibbs. Totanga na mfundisi Richard Magadi. Magadi mkoma Richard.
Chinosino makadi ko baba.
Aiwa tirinani yedu parise pa Jona.
Pa Joni pari right regentorates team yedu yemo. Tatimukushura chudai mwari vakatungamira vakomana vakafamba zvakanaka. Because vision yemuti kuti Zimbabwe kufamba kwayo icha chamba zvakanaka sekuona kwangu pamunyengetera tongoita kuti Zimbabwe ne Algeria icha tamba draw ne Senegal vacharova Senegal 2-1 Algeria ne Tunisia Zimbabwe vacharova Tunisia 1-0 saka zvinokuzai kudai mari ikavapo akomana vakaya nemufaro zvinhu zvakanaka kuti vanhu vagone kupiwa mari kuti Zimbabwe yedu ibude since yakapedzisa 2004 tatiri kuti tisati tivane dzatova kure 30 saka tosinodai Zimbabwe ikanditambawo zvakanaka kwainoenda kugabhoni koko kunyange nevakomana vane mari dai vasaunga vasunungure mwoyo kuti vatambire nyika zvakakura kutambire nyika zvinorwadza zvazvo kushova mari asinodai vatambire nyika yavo
saka mukoma Richard maresulti maawana kupaya maoneswa nemweya mai.
Ndo chimiro chiripo. sekuona kwangu ndiri mfundi but sekuona kwangu kuti Zimbabwe ndo matambira ichaita kune Algeria ingatamba 0-0 Algeria ingarovi Zimbabwe Zimbabwe inopisa kuipa number 1 kana number 2
Asi muri kuona ichienderera mberi
Zimbabwe ndiyengira mberi zvakwazvo inoendera kumberi kwazvo achimusodai vakomana vakaenda unotama zvakanaka kuti mari problem asodai vakagona kusunungura moyo kuti nyika itaita zvesinzi chingunama kuti Zimbabwe igona kubudira kuti nevatambi vakasimba zvikuru pana Nyasha Muteku iyoyo Kamabila Noji Musona vana Malajira nevamwe vazhinji Zimbabwe pari zvino inotamba zvakanaka ndioni chikundikana inini kuti this time itimu yakasimba kwazvo
Saka vari kutamba kuSouth Africa muri kuona vari kunyatsotamba zvakanaka here pamunombovaona
Vari kutamba kuSouth Africa vanotamba zvakanaka zvinomusa mvura kwazvo maplayer ari kutamba muno South Africa vanotamba zvakanaka zvikuru anotamba bhora rinomusa mvura kwazvo saka tiri kuona kuti iyo Zimbabwe shaidzi this time around inotamba zvakanaka hatimbotyi kuti Senegal inoplayer akawana tamba overseas kana kuti Algeria naizvo sizakuwina kuapcon kubudzwa kuti Zimbabwe this time inofa kuti ichiwina kokutanga ndoo pane munamato yedu ipapo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mufundisi Richard
mufundisi moyo ya tinotenda
mufundisi moyo okay tinotenda zvikuru
maita zvakanama kuti ndikufonera mwari ndingave nemi koko
aiwa nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru
bye
bye bye for now Gibbs
sipinda futi
mufundisi
kuti
mufundisi against Algeria 0-0 against Senegal Zimbabwe win 2-1 and Zimbabwe beat Tunisia 1-0
aha so utopupile kombe profit lesibi yes bona ke silovusi undlovu bamandlovu kunjani khona phekhona
yaphila Mr. Keith niphila njani ngapho ephesheni
no siphile kahle ungabuka ngkhona usegoli unga
hayi ngila egoli
kunjani egoli
hayi egoli izizolibelifini weekend yonke azange siyiboni ngivele besidlalele endlini
nansi-ke Warriors versus iCameroon kuqala ekusasa ubonani kuyaphumani khonapho
futhi yazi ukuthi laphana kunzima ngoba yabona uCameroon ilento ama-club adevelophile kakhulu yabona bona ngathi kuzaba kubi ngoba abafana bayethu yazi hayi indaba vele once waxega ekhaya yazi maso siyaphandle vele usuwiki yabona
ye kunjalo so nxa sokubuya ke ku-AFCON siyabona ukuthi iZimbabwe ile Algeria Tunisia neSenegal kuyafiwa la eh
vele yilento phana nje vele yilento igroup yeyilento idethi yilento igroup yedethi vele abafana bethu bona banesifiso sokuthi bangaphumelela kodwa indaba nje ukuthi nje suke qede emalini ukuthi sibaxhase thina bona
poma abantu kumele benzeni phela babandlovu kathi linalincedi lapha lapha bakusandla nje
yakufaka kodwa indaba ukuthi into ma ingahlangananga kahle yabo sike kulento kungabi nento e-right yabona ngoba manje yabona mina esingami ngilaye lento egoli kodwa nginelento ngine-business ekhaya yabona
so uthi kuhlupha ukuthi imali uyithathe uhambise kozifa
ya into ukuthi nje yabona ilento ibhola lasekhaya into besifisa ukuthi ilento yonke lento efana nama-sports ingaqala from the school level ize yefika kulento ku-national level ya understand ya so in that way kuyafuneka ukuthi nathi sibe nelento norhulumente abazo-understandayo ozazwisisana nathi from the bottom to the top ya understand sikwazi nathi ukuxhasa ngezimali nathi sixhasa izwe lethu ukuthi at least nathi noma sisiya kuma-olympic noma sisiya kuphi kumalento kuma-world cup sazi ukuthi sisponsa izwe lethu ya understand
yes sesikhuluma-ke nxa sibona ngemidlalo ubona ngani Algeria versus Warriors kungaba ingaki?
Hey, lapho is difficult. Maybe kungaba i-1-0 kodwa ke abafana ne-Algeria let's say 1-0 le khona lapho
nje. Eyabi win le yiphi manje?
Algeria, of course, ngoba vele ayathini abantu abacomfortable laphana yabona iAlgeria ayinankinga eziningi ezweni layo and ama-players akhona adlala ecomfortable akana problem then I believe that of course end of the day they'll hit a win.
Oh yebo phela hayi kuhle kakhulu ke iTunisia naseNegal enxela ubona njalo futhi uthi enxa kungaphuma njalo kumbe ulomunye umbono
iTunisia neSenegal hayi iSenegal yona iweek iTunisia izawina.
Yebo phela awuboni ke Ndlovini usebenzile mfowethu ngokuthi ungene phela kuprogram lamhlanje hlala ubuya phela.
Ngiyabuya mfethu asiningangithini ngoba kwenye imini akasi sizabuya nathi khona ngapho phesheyayo wathi sininxuse sithi buyani sizocelebrate guys otherwise we've been together for some time yabo.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke Endlovu ungadinelwa kusasa ba.
Okay ubusuku obuhle kini.
Ye lawo kube njalo mfowethu sibonge kakhulu bona imuli yakho
kakhulu.
So that was Vusi Ndlovu. According to Vusi, you know, he says Zimbabwe is likely to be beaten by Algeria and maybe try to salvage a draw against Tunisia and then win against Senegal. So he says Senegal is a little bit weak. He says he's got business in Zimbabwe, but he can't support the Warriors right now. The reason, can we make a guess? He says, you know what, your money can be wasted.
Yeah.
Because he says you need a government that can take care of sports from grassroots up to, you know, a certain level. So he says you cannot just join a train. Maybe that is about to derail. So you must start from scratch, you know, with that kind of team. So he's encouraging the government to say, start from, you know, the basics when it comes to some of these kind of sports.
And Mzondio, are people not underestimating Senegal here? Because I think on paper it is the strongest side, right?
To be honest, I'm not one to worry about our position. I mean, fair enough, we have to be cautious. But I've been reading through some of the comments, you know, people mentioning Saidi Mane and mentioning of Mahrez. We should be proud of our boys and forget about, you know, these big names. We have our own big names. We should be supportive of those guys. Again, we can't underestimate anybody. It's a competition which anyone can win. So we should go in there, you know, equal like everybody else. That's how I look at it. And I hope, you know, we'll move forward. We'll go forward.
Of course, there are 11 players, and you know, exactly. For each team. And therefore, I mean, you know,
I think it's been one of our biggest downfalls. So sorry to jump in. It's been bigger, one of our biggest downfalls where we are looking too much on the other side. I remember when we played Nigeria one time.
Okocha.
Mana, you know, he went to pick JJ Okocha. He went to pick Kanu at the airport. When he returned, you know, it was more like he was striking fear to us, saying, and you think to yourself, meaning I'm not important, the other guy is important, but it shouldn't be that way. You know, we're equal. That's how I look at it.
That's very true. That's very true. Speaking like a coach there, Mzondiwa, you know.
You know, I always wonder why Mzondiwa is not coaching a top Zimbabwean club. I'm not going to ask you this question today, Mzondiwa. I'm going to ask it some other time. So, so we see that blessing in Group A, which is going to have its matches in Libreville. We've got Gabon, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, and Guinea-Bissau. You know, Burkina Faso and Cameroon, these are very strong sides.
Indeed.
And you cannot rule out the 12th man in Gabon. Yeah?
Yes.
Whenever you've got some supporters, they can, you know, spare you on and say, okay, do what you can. But Guinea-Bissau, I'm not quite sure. He's a good team, yes, but compared to these other three, I think he's somewhere else. Then Group C, which is going to be the matches will be played in Oyem. That's Ivory Coast, DR Congo, Morocco, and Togo. So Ivory Coast and Morocco there, and DRC.
Yeah,
and these three are very strong.
Think,
Ivory Coast, even DRC Togo itself.
I think it's another
another
potential group of death.
Then Group D in Port Gentil, we've got Ghana, Mali, Egypt, and Uganda. These three, Ghana, Mali, Egypt.
Yeah.
Uganda, well, yes. Ukraine can do something, but
for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now,
in I don't know how many years, 30-something, 39?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So now, looking at Group B, Mzondo, Algeria, Tunisia, Senegal, Zimbabwe. So out of these, we see that most probably Algeria has got an upper hand here, right?
Zimbabwe has upper hand.
you're doing some
true patriot
moral support, right?
We have potential to beat anyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If we look at our material, and okay, maybe the other teams have got exposure
mm-hmm.
in the respect that most of their players play abroad, and our guys play in South Africa. We shall probably compete as good as our league in Zimbabwe. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is lacking maybe financial, but we are probably, you know, one of the countries that has supplied South African football more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So we have potential in the respect that we are capable of beating anyone.
Kodwa-ke mzophela ngabantu sesikhangela lapha but mzolapha uyazikhulumela Algeria madoda kuyafiwa laphana Tunisia uyahanjwa xa uzokubuya Senegal uyakwazi lawo
because lapha sikhuluma amabizo or we are talking ibhora xa sikhuluma ibhora then we are fair, we are equal. Xa sikhuluma amabizo, yes, they've got big names that we can't dispute. But mina, I want with the scrimmage board, with who can we beat? We can beat anyone.
Yeah,
we can beat them. Maybe we can beat them.
Mm-hmm. So he's convinced Zimbabwe can beat any team.
That's the spirit.
Yeah, that's the spirit, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you can go ahead and, you know.
Okay, go and tell mom.
And, Mzo, I think, you know, one of the problems that, you know, Zimbabwe might have the potential, but the preparations have not been that good. You know, a major friendly that they'll play is only against Cameroon, because the previous ones, you only had, like, local players are playing when they last played their friendly match. I mean, what can be done in future to make sure that at least the team is well prepared?
I think this has been discussed, I think, since my days. And it's again, it's a stage that we probably, you know, we lack. Because for us not to play all those big teams, it becomes a stage fright. When we step onto that stage, then we become frightened. That's a disadvantage on its own. That's a fair comment. Preparations are bad. Mm-hmm. They've always been bad. Whether they will change at some one day, I don't know. But always, that's the important bit. If you don't get it right from the onset, it becomes harder when you proceed to the next stage. But these guys have been, you know, they play top leagues, most of these guys. They play top leagues, and they've been active. It's not like, you know, they're coming off season. You know, most of these guys are selective.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they will go out there and do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yes, no, Moyo, Moyo, what's Jani? No, Billy Lemoyos, what's your
Hi, Yaki is a police lapa
is Yabo Pale. So will leave me Lengale to the school.
Yeah, you know, and a lapum bok on a Kanya Moses.
Oh, very good. So one and Janny Afcon Lewy is Bab Warriors, Grambajan.
Hey, I'm gonna you Zama what by father Levin, it's a good name lapo.
So abantu kumele vele bebambe imthandazo.
Ngibona sibili ngibona masibi special abo Algeria labo. Leli wabo pezine sibili hayi angadlalilo kano ongani bachawa lo.
Ibhola libhola phela njengokutsho kamzondi umgatsala futhi ibhola libhola iZimbabwe ingawina noma kanjani ngoba labana bangu 11 lani u 11 kathi kwehlulani
standard sakhona inesiyalayo phela
mhm
bangaba u-level bathi sebeba ngu-five.
Mhm.
Ngenxa yobunzima bakhe sebehlangane labo, kodwa hhayi siyabe sibathi labo baphumelele, kodwa hhayi basesingazithembisi.
Ye, nxa sokubuya-ke abadlali obona ngazani bazasebenza kakhulu, yibaphi obabona bekuma-Warriors?
Hey, mina ukuthi abafana laba abanye laba bayangikhutha amabizo abo manje. Ngiyabakhumbula umphinde mbakhohle ukuthi abanye zingani kuthi babe besebhenkini abanye ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi vele i-line-up yakhona ibibinjani. Azazange ngizwisise.
Yebo. Hayi, kukahle nxa kunjalo moya.
Hayi, i-line-up yakhona ingikhuthile ngikhona nje. I-line yakho.
Oyebo phela. Hayi no kuhle khona komoya phosela kolo kugcina.
Ye. Kwathisela sibili abafana ukuthi badlale sibili bese ambo semi final konokana hayi lati yasifaka phezulu ukuthi sibonakale ukuthi lati besikhona.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu moya khona ngapho ke eCountry Park kubulawayo. Ungathinela kusasa moya.
Ye. Kumbulo ngokwiredio uyazeyi mina umlaleli omdala usukela ngo-03 khonale laleli studio 7 uzobe namhla angila noma kwiredio mani yakhala
hayi siyakuzwa bamoyo sakhuluma laba bhat intambo sizuthi bathini
khumbule madoda ngoba ungamaredio kwethu lokhu ha akubamba umlilo kangako amadoda ahamba
ye hayi sikuzwile baba ungadinwala kusasa. Yeah, so this is Mr. Moyo. He's in Kwadkaru Park, you know. Maybe it's my step-up as well, right? So Mr. Moyo says, you know, Zimbabwe is in trouble. You know, he says Algeria and these other teams are very strong. And on players, he doesn't even know one. Because he says, you know what, these nerves keep on changing.
Yeah.
He says, at the end of the day, you don't even know who's going to be playing or who's not playing. So currently, he says, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Who is who, you know? So maybe there's some other people who don't even understand the type of players that we have these days.
Yeah.
We knew when it was, you know, a game against Warriors, against another team, that, of course, there's Willard Kumar.
Yeah.
Of course, there's Peter Ndlovu. There's Moses Chunga. There's Joshua and whatever.
Yeah.
But what is going on now, you know? I think we have to ask Mzo. And we knew if Mzondi was playing.
So is it a lack of superstars or is just the economy in so way that not many people are going to watch these matches?
I think it's the economy, to be honest. The last time I visited home, I didn't mention that, you know, people tend to go and watch, you know, the legends more than the Premier League, which they find the league more entertaining more than the Premier League. So in the coverage, I think people don't, you know, can't afford to buy, you know, the newspapers, which probably, you know, is the primary source of information. So it could be the case.
You remember, you know, when we were growing up, so you brought up an interesting, you know, a point there. Who have those newspaper cuttings,
soccer book
of the Muzos, the Peter and Lovers, the Moses Chungas, the Joe Shambos, you know, all the big names, you know. And we were like 7, 8, very young.
Yeah.
You know.
And we have even the international players, Platini,
exactly.
Maradona, and all those kind of people. But now I think that's gone.
Roberto Baggio. Okay, let's go to Kunemwe Mtere Wedu. Vasi J. Chivumba Magadi.
Tripo Magadi.
Aye, what is it? What is it, John? Muripapi Jaipo Jaipo.
Muripa Polokwane.
Polokwane. What is it, Polokwane?
Polokwane. Polokwane.
Aye, what is it? Kowe Pakuru.
Hayi nozodzoka yako toti tisasakoha manje.
Yawadisa manje.
Hayi akuwandisa.
Ya ipapo ikazowadisa hayi panepo ita dambudziko. Asi nhasi tiri kumbotaura nenyaya yemaWarriors muri kuonawo sei?
Inini maWarriors ndinononga tiri kubudirira. Because ndikatarisa negadzire yaakaita kuprepare pa iwo onini yo I mabora awo but ezva isikuita va kupedza mama kore apfura gore ratapfura iri pakaita gadzire yakanga kutowedzere pane zvaisimboi saka ndinotarisa kuti ha nokuni improve ono kudaidza kwakaita maprayers haimbotambira ono dzimwe nyika vakaunganidza unganidza hapi mi inonga yakatibatani inonga yakatibatani chinongodiwa kungoti ngavaimbisowo vatambi vedu tumaro zokuti tingadai tingadai tikawinawo zvakadai vaonawo chokubata nokuti vanhu vatambo inazozoita komana toruzairichi vangangoti zvanzi endai kubhora mozongoone mari dzokuti maone pei haiwa ngavaimbiso zvinobatisa
asi mune chivimbo handiti kuti vakomana vanobudirira
havano chivimbo chitoripo paamboisvisa timu iyeyo kochi yokutadza kuti anoziva zvaari kuita
mune chivimbo naye pasuwa
saka tinototi tinotovimba kuti tinotobudirira chete iye timu tiri kutotanga kutotamba nayo papapa tiri kutowina ipapapa
paalgeria
hapo paalgeria tiri kutowina tinofa kutotore mapoins edu ipapapa
haiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma CJ
totenda Mr. Jonga
muri papolokwana
ya papolokwana ipapo chaipo
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs
Yeah, for the benefit of Umoyo, Ubaba Umoyo Katupake, spoke about some of the players that were picked by, you know, Basua. So, Mr. Moyo in Katupake, if you didn't have the list, here's some of the players. You see that goalkeepers, we have Donovan Pennant of our mind, Tatenda Mkuruba, Dynamos, Takava Mawaya, Wange. Then defenders, Costa Namai Nesu, Sparta Praha. Then Bruce, yes, Bruce Kangwa, Azam FC, Elisha Muroiwa Dynamos, and Live Zureki Caps United, Oscar Machapa AC Vita Club, Onesimo Pasera Supersport United, Doris Mklanga Chicken Inn, Teenage Hardebe Chicken Inn, then midfielders Denipiri Golden Arrows, and Willard Katsande Kaiser Chiefs, Kama Piliat Mamelodi Sundowns, Utahashi Mahachi Golden Arrows, Tinotenda Katerere.
Kadewere.
Then Duka Gardens, something like that. I don't know this club. You know? Right? Yeah, it's a complicated one. And then we've got Marvelous Nakamba, Vitesa Arkham. Then strikers, Kazbet Malachila, Pitvest, Evans Rosike, Marisbeck United, Norwich Msona, KV Ostende, Nyasha Mushekwi, Talan Yifang.
In China.
Then China, yeah, Yifang. Maybe I got it right. Then Matthew Rizike, SC Sfaxien. Then Tendai Ndoro, Orlando Pirates. That's for the benefit of Mr. Moyo and others. Yes, because that's the Umnums and a pilot in Tlanga, Osenkai. Ibam Tlanga, what's your name? Nyapila wakulu, Mtlanga, kunjani kuna wapoke Enkai?
Hazi kosikoboko chegambakala lapa emchemo hilesi
kunjani kunapoke kosikoboko
hayi ndiyathuza fana kithi hayi kuraiti wenyaka wathi kuza kuyathembisa
usuko wadla yini isadenda njengoba kuthembisa kanga
hayi lakhi ngiyathe ziraiti vele sosiqisa kithi
ye ungigcinele sisodwa phela niza kuyenza isitathu uzabona tuchu khonapho mara zabuya zainjengenjiva anyway ubona njani ibhora leli
hayi abafana boraiti bona nje uhlupho ukuthi ilizwe lakithi ke
lingamangaka umdala umhlangabe sazikhulumela mnandi nje uthi the boys are okay the league that I got from him the boys are all okay but the country is in tatters you know I knew he was going to come out with some other things.
Yeah.
But he says the boy is okay. But the country is not good.
Let's go back to Muzondiwa. Muzondiwa, what's wrong with Southern Africa? I mean, apart from Zimbabwe, no one else qualified, including, you know, South Africa, Zambia, Mozambique, Botswana.
To be honest, I think it shows that, you know, Zimbabwe is up there. If most of these, because if we talk of South Africa, which I think in that region will probably say they've got all the resources.
That's true.
And they fail to qualify. And as much as Zimbabwe has got its own problems, we made it. So I personally think we're up there. But as for why most of these guys didn't qualify, to be honest, I wouldn't comment on that. Mm-hmm. Or can only probably point the finger at South Africa and say, you know, with all what they have, you know, in hand, they should be qualifying easy. But no, they failed.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. I think it's the I don't know if we can call it the, but I think the fact that Mamelodi Sundowns are the African champions, it means maybe we can safely say it's the best league, because I think there were times when you were still playing, so when people were arguing, is the, you know, Zimbabwe Premier League better than the South African Premier League? I think these days South Africa is miles ahead.
I think it's always, you know, the monetary side has always been that our league has never been, you know, ranked as one of the best at that time. Simple because we lacked the financial aspect of it. But if you look at material that we had then and what South Africa had, I think we're on par. Mm-hmm. Or just above them, you know, one bar. Mm-hmm. But it's always been, you know, the financial side. I think they are more organized, you know, than us, mm-hmm. or they're managed well. Mm-hmm. And the corporate, you know, the corporate as well, they seem to, you know, to jump in and make in numbers, sponsoring the supper. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where the difference is.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. Gibbs.
Yeah, ngizokuthi ke umnumzana uPilot Mhlanga sephendukile khona ngale nkayi. Yasikhulume ke ngokutshetshisa ngokutshetsha baba Mhlanga, yangoza sukona. Usathi ibhola lime njani?
Hayi, ibhola elirayithi singaliwina ngomlomo, but ngenyawo angibona amathuba siphumelele ngoba abathinzana nabasithonga kakhulu.
Mhm. So kodwa ke ubona ngani kuyaphuma njani le Zimbabwe? Yilo eliya yehluleka kumbe liyanqoba 102.
Hayi, ngabela ukuthi angiboni silawo ngokuthi ngoba la ngapha umdlali inkulu osaba izibhezi zomumo wangapha. Uyibazazama kodwa angathi
yangho. Ye, cheta mpicha namhlanga phonguthi tsheku kancane ke ubuyele lapho kathi khona. Laphana sixoxa bonani bekumnandi. Ye, mphinde mfake umbuzo kona lapho ukuthi wena ngombono wakho abafana abantu bafuna imali eningi, kambe ku-right ukuthi badinga imali?
Yebo, ngidlalela imali kulungile phina khona ngizazuzaakuneswaphila ayikhoukuphoyihala baba.
So balungile sukuthi badinga imali lapho ngoba umsebenzi wabo.
Umsebenzi wabo bahlazenja ngawo.
Mhm. Uyabona ke emhlanga sibongile kakhulu. Uhlala uphenduka njengenhlala yenza he? Yebingelele vinu ama players wabingelele khona.
Hayi, ngibingelele abafundi kaRosimba khona ukuthi bashalo sokukhulu ngibingelele ukuthi imhla khona ukuphansi kwami. Hayi, yama players ngithi bafana izami sabathi sisekela ngathi singasazi.
Awubona ke baba Mhlanga. Awubona ke siyabonga.
Hayi, yimi gamba kale mhlobo.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Mhlanga. Yes, bongile baba. Bye bye. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Bye. So that was Mr. Mhlanga. Of course, his phone was up and down. Mm-hmm. But I was saying, you know, the boy is okay, like what he said. But he says he can't imagine the Warriors winning mm-hmm. anything because they're coming from a country that has got a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. So those problems are going to follow them to Gabon. So he doesn't see them doing anything, you know. He says, of course, they are going to participate there as part of the AFCON, you know, matches. And the further went on to say that the boys are okay to demand money because that's their work, you know. If you are working somewhere, you've got a right to demand whatever you want. Now they're using their feet. So let them satisfy the feet, you know. Yeah.
Let's go back to Umzo. Now, Umzo, talking about sponsorship, we heard the government a few days ago saying that it is trying to put together about $1 billion. Then there was talk of another corporate sponsorship deal from Net One, but still the players are not being paid. And there was also talk that CAF had released some money to Zifa to give to the players, and the players were saying they had not been paid. What's happening?
That's where the problem lies, because Zifa is, you know, has grown to be untrustworthy, and you know, these guys, they will never believe whatever is said until, you know, they see their paychecks. The figures have been mentioned. Whether the government is putting that money or it's an empty promise that is, you know, just to show something to the public that they're doing something when they're not. We have to wait and see that. The next one, I'll probably, before I even mention all these figures, I remember there was a guy, I think he donated something like $1 million. At some point, I think, when there were some problems again. That million, I don't think it saw the light of the day. Because, you know, they're still, in trouble. And the reason why these guys are demanding all these sorts of figures is simple, because they've had the money that is being mentioned, and then they think they need to be paid, which is right. Like the gentleman just said, it's work. No one goes to work, you know, for free. We go to work to make money so that we pay bills. That's the bottom line. And like I said again, I'm glad, because the football fans, the football loving fans, they realize that what the guys are demanding is fair, and they deserve it, and it's justified. As for the corporate world, to be honest, I think, you know, we need more than one. As much as Net One has jumped in and put in something, I think they should be more than. If we look at it, Coca-Cola, I'm sure, is still in Zimbabwe. Coca-Cola, you know, we drink Coca-Cola almost daily in Zimbabwe. You know, it's something that they have to put something back into, you know, not just in football, in every other sporting discipline. They do make money. We look at Netball. I'm sure, you know, they should be doing, as much as they are doing the, you know, the sponsorship of the superstars, they should be doing more. We are a drinking nation. Unfortunately, I can say that. I've seen that myself firsthand with, you know, the amount of, you know, drinking that happens back home. That's something that, you know, the government or Zifa or anybody should be approaching to say, can we have, you know, sponsorship towards, you know, such tournament.
That's very true. Please do stay on the line. Muzondiwa will come back to you and talk about the payments. Let's go to Gunamkoma Mike Varuboskwana. Magadim Koma Mike.
Magadim Koma Bracing.
Aiwa, Tirinani, Zedum Koma Mike, Tipeo, Fungwazen, Astruta, and Nizma Warriors.
Yeah, and this is the good thing. I'm a Warriors to know we in a good Patrickwind of which Chirgunesa and Chirguchi Savan, the Jugutu and Trucha Mazita. Yeah, because yaiva Algeria yekudhara. Noti yamazuano yaiva Senegal yekudhara. Vana Tunisia taiva zvakare kuti vane mbiri. Iko zvine zvanguva mazita. Saka mazita iwayo tiri kumavhunduka kana tichinge tanzwa mazita. Zimbabwe ino wina. Ndikutsigirana nemufundisi vataura vaya kuti Zimbabwe ichaita drone na Algeria. Icharohwa Algeria 1-0.
Icharohwa 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0. Senegal is 2-1. But Tunisia is 2-0. Yeah, those will be Kumbajangu.
Ko panyaya yekuti vakomana vari kuti hatisi kupuwa mari hazvizi vakanganisa here kutamba izvi?
Kuti havadi kupuwa mari?
Kuti havasi kupuwa mari yacho nezifa?
Ya, ipapo ndozvinonetsa baba muZimbabwe. Vanhu ava vari kuenda kumirira nyika yedu kuti tibudirire mumutambo. But havasi kupiwa mari yacho. Vakapinda paupresidenti weZifa vakanga vavimbisa kuti ndichagadzirisa Zifa zvakanaka. Iko zvinezvi tane dambudziko rokutodarika zvatanga tiri kare. Saka ipapo vana vanofanika kupiwa mari nokuti vari kuenda kumirira nyika. Kune vari kudya mari vasingamiriri nyika, asi vari kumirira nyika vachinyimwa mari. Hazviiti vari right kuti vadimande mari iyoyo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Mike.
Ya, mukoma Pressing ndikumbira kunzwa mari dzavo seF course neZimbabwe zvakatamba sei friend?
Vakaita mangange 0-0.
Okay. Ya, thanks.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
All right.
Gibbs.
That's a very a good warrior supporter there, right? So now what is Toleke unomzana uSibasa Chuma ukona ngaleke kubulawayo. Eh baba Sibasa Chuma kunjani?
Oh, sikona linjani nani?
No mphile school kunjani kubulawayo ngizwa kuthiwa ke izulu vela kuphuma ekuphandle lapho.
Hayi kunzima izulu lunyaka hayi kunzima sibiya. Bona ngathi adili izinto
zonke yawona. Hayi kuzalunga sathi sikhula la kudala. Lalisina sibili uzokuthiwa phandle kuphumeki kuze kube nemvimbi futhi kodwa ke asikhulume ngebhola phela Sibasa nanka ama-Warriors bungani kuyahlupha po ngathi ningakhonokho
uyazi ngizwa ngisiba nobuhlungu kakhulu kazi ilizwe lethu leli kungamanga kwalo kuhle sokubulela into zonke ngoba kathi singazikhangela abantwana izolo babemele ukuthi bayenzele idina ngitsho nje kodwa kuyehlule ke ukuthi basifikile phandle abantwana kababhatali. Abantwana mele baphile imali, izifa angikwazi ukuthi dala sakhuluma ngakho ukuthi abantu laba abaxotshwe kufuni lokhu zinentsha. Ngibona nomuntu ongenilele wathembisa kodwa kunayo nto ayenzayo laphana khanye sebulalawo kakhulu kazi. Abantwana mele baphile imali ngoba impilo yakhathi sikhele ilizwe leli kalilaludi bamele ilizwe bazadla kanjani. Njengoba ngibona besukumile kathi sibahambeke ngamaqamuqamu, abebehambe ekuseni, abebehambe ngama-1. Mele kusho ukuthi akunalutho ngalesi zatshaba kuphela. Awona nto esizaphuma layo ngoba vele sekube sikhubo esikhona kungamela kube lesikhubo phakathi kanti singathi zayihlulwa ngo-Uganda abanika ama-500,000 something into kuze ukuthi team yabo ukuthi ihambe ithweli nesiyehlule ngamazwe alobuya nganjani kutshoni kithi
ya kukhanya kulobu zima sibili so ke ubona ngani babuya bezilengisela izandla
ya kuchek baba
babuya belengisa izandla nje
lapha vele kangisaboni lutho forward njengoba kathi siyabona ukuthi sahambe beqhamukile vele afana kuthela thanzile ukhona laphana laphana zabe silingisa izandla vele silaxotshwa nge-first round vele siyaphuma laphana novele ngamboni lutho ngaphana luzabalunga laphana ngoba vele abantwana bakhutshiwe kudala ngoba ngakhangela nge-statement yakhuluma ngolwana umuntu babutanisile mhlaphana vele khulumela eceleni vele ngakwazi ukuthi ukhuluma njani labantwana into engaliyacaphula lathi sinje lapha sidanile ngoba abantwana kathi besiyamela thina kuthi vele siyadliwa ukuphelelela kula nto esisaphuma layo laphana.
Ye, so singathi umahluko phakathi kamnumzana uPhilip Jangwa loCuthbert Dube sokuyini nxa sokunje?
Kathi sikhanya sokuwethi kakhulu uCuthbert Dube wayengcono ngoba saka sisukuma sibili kodwa siyodlala kungena ukuthi abantu bakhaleli hayi sokuwethi lokhu.
Hayi siyabuza kakhulu
ukuthi uwesi sibili wayethendisile kodwa ukuthendisa kokho la kulalo tolukhona lapha. Sokuwesi.
Hayi siyakuzwa eJuma baba kodwa ke ubona zani ke umdlalo wokuqala ungahamba njani Algeria versus Zimbabwe ungaphumani kona
Algeria versus Zimbabwe kodwa mbona ngani siyaphana nje ngakungathiko ukuthi sikhube sikhona sibili ngabantwana behambe kahle hayi vele alishoke sayichaya laphana vele sekungiba libizo laphana singadlula kwesikhathi beyi-1-0 ichaye nge-1-0.
Uboni ke sibongele kakhulu Juma.
Hayi kulungile baba.
Ye golide baba ungathina kusasa. So that was Mr. Sibasa Juma in Bulawayo. You are saying that you know the Zimbabwe economy is not doing well. So like what the previous people were saying, that maybe this is going to follow them to Gabon. And he says Zifa is not doing well, you know. He says now indications are that Mr. Cuthbert Dube was far much better than Mr. Philip Chiangwa, mm-hmm. in the sense that he says these players are going in threes, mm-hmm. twos, and so forth. He says this has never happened to Zimbabwean soccer, never, according to him. And he says that at the end of the day, you know, it's not good for guys to go to Gabon when they're so disappointed. They need that kind of moral booster. But if they go there and they're having these problems, he doesn't like it at all. Mm-hmm. He says maybe Zimbabwe will be knocked out in the first round, and that's it. So sikezweke silo mnumzana uMabuza lapha efoneni. Eh Mabuza kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Yeah, akubuze sizwe. Kumbe yime ngikubuza.
Hayi, nami ngiyabuza na uMabuza kwa lapho.
Yeah, bana ngikubuze Mabuza. So ke ubona ngazani kuya hamba njani kona ngale Gabon.
Ubuhlungu lo bengibuza ngendawo yakithi yaseGwanda. Silokusazala sizobethe izulu lisina akaze limoshe ngale ndlela imoshe yakhona.
Yeah, ngizothwala imoshe kakhulu ye.
Ndimoshe kakhulu abasamlakana sazalwa elokhu enjalo izulu lithina silima kodwa manje angilazi indlani leli okay kucabangayo mna lapha especially ishu yezifa leni mhlawumbe kuyadingeka ke sikhophe lokhwana okwakwenziwa ezambia ukuthi kishintshe kifake ukhalusha laphana kwasosithini yabo laphana mhlawumbe nathi ma singathola i-legend mhlawumbe umuntu owazi i-pain yokusela imali maye ngumdlali esibenzile kambe basingaesithoenza ama-legensi kesike sesikope nje anto bonta izambia kuyafaka ukhalusha laphana
asiyaphuma
nayo afoni kulelo kwenjeni
kulaelement
yabo ngeke nathi ngayesikope kwangalokhwana ngoba la madoda laphana afana nabo Chiangwa uCuthbert nabesicabanga ukuthi Chiangwa naye ngoba engeke uCuthbert duwe maybe kuzoba ne-change but uyabona umuntu yena uzesiqala ukuba wese futhi maybe nalo wesizomthola futhi uzoba wese ake sithoeni mibe ama-legensi ngesikope nje ukwenziwa izambia
laba njengomzoo laba abakhona khona apha kuhlelo uyabona into ezinjalo
so issue lona lona ikule tournament iAlgeria ngizoba abantu ngathi baye South Algeria Algeria ngesikhathi esiningi wathi acabanga sike sayishaya futhi kula ma-tournament edlile ihlala nje inawo abadlali kodwa ukuthi ethule iZimbabwe uyawuthanda ukube nzima otherwise i-win yayo kuvame ukuba yi-draw
yabula
last game esakusadlala nayo yayithi win nje sidlala sesidlala nayo kwa-Algeria nagcina futhi siwina 2-1 sagcina siyiqualiza kusoba yi-2-2
nakuthi
okuyi-win yabo yokugcina leyo kwafanele babayitholile so loba mingazibe nama-players anjani kona lapho Riyad Mahrez bakhona yababona but I don't think ukuthi bangaba i-threat kuZimbabwe. Bese ngisiza laphana ku-Senegal. Senegal bangathi uyabheka. Nayo nje ihleli nabadlali abasale bethe. Bangathi uyabheka namanje uNosadio Mane inalo Musa So oseTurkey. Yabadlali abasale bekhona but bangathi aqala uyabheka. Last time yanabadlali ababe strong kule tournament bese bedliwa i-Zambia lapha. Kodwa abendele benabadlali. Ithanda ukuhlala iqinile abadlali kodwa ayiwawini magene.
Ngoba
angiluboni uvalo line. Ngibona nje ngathi i-win sizayithola kuSenegal bese sithola ama-draw maybe laphana ku kulamalo kwindana amalozen countries i-Algeria ne-Tunis
ngeTunisia
nje nayo mawagadeka vele ayisabeka ayinama-players mbotha ama-players ayo adlala kwanalaphana i-experience etoltusaheli laphana umdlalo ngathi ukhona nje laphana bathi bani ukazi lo laphana e-England naye futhi akayona i-trade futhi kuZimbabwe sinaye ama-divindo
laphanaoost ha uyishayile sibili kodwa isikhathi sethu du lapha-ke Mabuza otherwise sibongele kakhulu eMabuza baba sibongele kakhulu baba. So that was Mr. Mabuza in South Africa. He was actually analyzing very well, you know, saying that at the end of the day, maybe Zimbabwe is going to beat Algeria and most of these other teams. Because he says there's nothing in them, you know. We can beat them and that's it. But he has got a suggestion. He says, can Zimbabwe try to put somebody like Kalusha Palwa to be in charge of Zifa? Please, according to him. Maybe like people like Mzo, you know.
Indeed. Of course, Kalusha led Zambia to the African Nations champion when no one expected them to win. But Mzo, lastly, some people might say, you know, the players are acting like mercenaries. Why not just play since there are scouts there and then they have the opportunity to go and play in Europe?
I was going to mention that. I mean, like, you know, people are quick to label players as mercenaries, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a job. It's a job that, you know, at the end of the day, people have to be paid for.
That's very true.
The unfortunate bit is, like, you know, this situation leaves players in a vulnerable place because they are open to betting scandals or syndicates.
Thank you. So let's end on that note. Maybe next time we'll continue from there. Unfortunately, no injury time, no extra time, no penalties. We have come to the end of this show. I am Blessing Zulu. Thank you so much to our guest, Mzondi Womgatsa, former Zimbabwe national team player and sports analyst, Mo Moyo.
Good night, Zimbabwe. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.